told Enkari, or Kwafika Mostu, like what we promised you, that Dr. Enkari, Kuli, a spokesperson in Office of President, and Dr. Enkari, good afternoon, and welcome in Omulunga Radio, and I hope this is not the first time, and it won't be the last time. Good afternoon, Doctor.
No, good afternoon, Emilia. It's definitely not the first time.
Uh-huh.
It's my third or fourth visit to Future Media.
All right.
Omulunga. Maybe the third time.
Third time, eh?
Yeah. So.
All right.
I'm a regular.
Oh, yeah, a regular. I can see. Okay, doctor, we are talking about 2023. Let's look at the year 2023 in the office of the president. Can you give us a significant event and highlight during this period in the office of the president?
Yeah, the year 2023 was quite important for us in the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the country as a whole. You will recall that the president has been talking about green hydrogen since 2021. And this year we were able to make some very solid inroads in the development of this green hydrogen industry. We signed important agreements with developers. And also President Gengop was invited to Belgium by the President of the European Commission in October, where we also had a milestone event,
mm-hmm.
a business forum between Namibia and the European Union, where we had over 100 business leaders from European countries
mm-hmm.
interested in the development of critical raw materials as well as green hydrogen. So that's very positive. And I think allow me also to say that in the third quarter of this year, our GDP has grown by 7%. And that's very positive, you mm-hmm. know, because when the economy is growing, it means that there's more money for the government, and we'll be able to invest more in the Namibian people. And also jobs can be created through economic growth. So there are many positive things that I can mention for this year, but I thought these are the highlights. And I think it has been, of course, a very difficult year for us on the side of climate, another drought, but the government has allocated over $600 million to deal with the drought. So it's a year that is overall positive, but unfortunately we cannot control Mother Nature. So we're in the middle of a bad drought. So we are hoping that the rainy season will alleviate some of the challenges that we are facing as a result of the drought. But overall, this was the year of revival. The economy is in good shape. Mining activity is booming. The tourists are returning back to the country. We are in pre-COVID-19 territory now when it comes to tourist arrival. So it's positive.
Okay, let's talk about the green hydrogen, what this really means to Namibian nation, because many people, they just think, what is all about green hydrogen?
Yeah, green hydrogen is a sector that we're focusing on because Namibia has abundant wind and sun resources, especially in the southern part of the country, Luderitz, and to a certain degree also in the Kune, in the Erongo and parts of Kunene region. So what it entails is the capturing of electrolyzers. And in that manner, we are able to export those molecules to other countries, and they can use them to generate electricity and so on. So it's a clean form of energy, so to speak. It's green, it's clean, it does not pollute the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's demand. There will be demand in the next 4 years or so for green hydrogen. And arguably, that's the period it will take us also to start to really develop green hydrogen molecules for potential export and so on. And the other thing that I should mention is In October, President Gengob traveled to the Erongo region to see for himself what some of the businesses are doing there in the field of green hydrogen. And we saw for ourselves there are about two companies that are already busy trying to develop. One is trying to develop the first green hydrogen fuel station. The other one is trying to develop a green hydrogen for potential supply to our national electricity provider, Nampower. So it's real. There are people who are employed in the green hydrogen sector as we speak. We saw hundreds of workers in the Rongo region. Developers are investing money as we speak in this sector. So it's not something that we are dreaming about. It's real. It's happening. So President Gengob is inviting Namibians to join him and the Namibian government in pushing this new industry forward. There are opportunities. Scholarships are being given to Namibians. Study opportunities are being given. Last year, we gave about 90 scholarships to Namibians to study in this field of green hydrogen and green industrialization. So it's happening. It's real.
All right. Okay, what can Namibia, or rather say the nation, expected to be on a calendar next year, keeping in mind that we are heading to the poll for the parliamentary and the presidential elections?
Yeah, no, it's a very important year because it's the last year in office for President Gengob. And we want to ensure that we finish this term on a very positive note. You know, we went through a lot of difficulties.
Yes, yes.
The prices of our commodities were very low in 2015.
Yeah.
And then we also went through the most severe droughts in our history. And then, don't forget, COVID-19. What it did to the economy, the jobs that were lost, the lockdowns. So these are serious difficulties for one leader to experience in his term of office. But we have to recognize the role that President Gengob played as a leader in directing and steering our ship to safety alongside the cabinet and all of us, because for us to get here, it's also a result of the patience of Namibians, our unity as a people, our commitment to peace. All these things are important, and they played in a critical role in ensuring that Namibia looks better. So next year looks much better, because mining activity, as I've said, is picking up. There are significant announcements that will be made in the coming months, in as far as that sector is concerned, and green hydrogen is picking up. And don't forget, we discovered oil, and jobs are already being created in that sector. Mm-hmm. We are looking at, getting the oil next 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So things look very positive. And next year's a year of election. Elections is pivotal because once again Namibians will pronounce themselves in a manner that is democratic and free and peaceful, as we have done over the years.
All right, Doctor, as the UI spokesperson in the office of the president, what can you say about the issues surrounding the Dubai COP28 trip with regarding to the fund that paid to the trip? Because the matter has caused a public outrage, given the president's child were included in a judiciary list, list by COP28 official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think, honestly, we need to be very clear here.
Mm-hmm.
As we have stated, we issued a statement as well to that effect. President Gengob and Madam Gengos paid for the flight tickets of their children.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for the expenses of their children, and they've always done that, and they will continue to do so in a manner that is ethical, that is in conformity with the laws of the Republic of Namibia, because we also stated clearly that government policies don't allow for the children, adult children of the first family, of the first couple, to receive paid for tickets by the government. So it is not true. It's the president and his wife who paid for the flight tickets of their children.
But, Doctor, with the president being a proponent for transparency, would it not be easy to provide that proof that they are not?
Emilia, I think, you know, we are living in a country that is also governed by the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we also need to respect the privacy of individuals. We, as an office, the presidency, mm-hmm. we are assuring the Namibian public that these flight tickets were not paid for by government funds, because it's not allowed. So now you want to tell me that the president will risk his reputation by, you know, allowing government to pay for the flight tickets of his children, and flight tickets really, and those expenses that he can afford as they can afford as a family. So I don't know of any country where a head of state has to provide for the flight tickets of his children, because someone out there is demanding that they are provided. Don't forget that President Geingob, at the beginning of his term, without being asked to do so, opened his accounts for scrutiny, his assets for scrutiny by the Namibian public. He was not. There's no law that requires him to do so, but he did that, you know, to show that state assets, or the president will not in any way use state resources for undue benefit. And I can assure you now, also Emilia, that I've worked with President Geingob for a very long time. Even when he was a prime minister, he's someone who's very detailed about those expenses. He separates them very clearly. This is government that pays. This is my expense. And in some instances, I can assure you now, I can tell you now, that as government official would be like, no, but this is something that should be paid for by the state. Yet he pays for himself, a lot of them. So that's what it is. We cannot go to those levels of providing the flight tickets of children. Mm. What happened to privacy? These are the children. Those are not politicians. We need to give them that privacy. And we are assuring you that the flight tickets were paid for by the president. Now, if we don't trust the president on something that is so small, on what can we trust him?
Right.
But when we elected him, we said, we trust you. It's an expression of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Before we go to the last, let me ask this. There is a report stating that the President Geingob planned to choose the candidate participating in a presidential race next year. Is this true or not?
No, it's completely untrue. The president has stated clearly that the candidate for the presidential elections of the Swapo Party is Comrade Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah. The president has said so, because the vice president of the Swapo Party, re-elected at a congress democratically by the party rank and file, becomes automatically the candidate of the Swapo Party for the presidential elections next year. There's no truth whatsoever in some of those rumors. I guess it's people who are trying to cause division within the party, the Swapo Party that is led by President Geingob. But President Geingob is not that type of person. He spent 6 decades in Swapo, leading, building, working hard, and he's not the one who's going to create chaos next year. So there's nothing like that, we can assure you. There's nothing like that. It's things that we hear, and a number of times we've also corrected that version,
mm-hmm.
that there's no truth in it. There's no truth in that. It's a party that is governed by rules and procedures, and those will be respected.
Okay, last, your final remark to the Namibian nations.
Well, the Namibian nation should remain optimistic. We should pursue the path of unity, the path of where we shun things like tribalism, racism, regionalism, all these things that have created chaos in other countries. So as Namibians, the message of President Geingob ahead of this festive season and is one of family, it's one of respect for one another, drive safely, don't drink and drive, stay away from crime. We need to nurture a peaceful society. That is the message from the President.
Office of the President.
Mm.
Dr. Nkali, let me thank you. Thank you very much for your time and wish you a productive weekend and happy Christmas and prosperous New Year.
Same to you, Emilia. It was indeed a pleasure to be here on Mulunga.
Thank you, Doctor.